first. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
No, this is pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Are you excited about your trip?
Are we recording? Yeah. So, for those of you just tuning in, I am going on a magical experience with my husband, my mother, and my mom's cousin, who is like technically our aunt. I mean, basically.
Not technically.
Yeah. So, we're going to the UK for 2 weeks, and we leave in a little bit. And I have an unhealthy attachment to my dog. He is my baby, and I love him. And so we were just talking about, like, what happens. I'm not going to cry. I got it out of my system. But
did you, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what's going to happen if something happens overseas and you just never come home? Your dog is just never going to know what happened to you. And I immediately started sobbing. And I had to, like, collect myself.
That could really happen, though, any day of
it
your
could,
life.
It could happen any day. I could be driving to work and get in a horrific car accident or brain aneurysm or...
I mean, you could get hit with a meteor, all the normal things that you worry about, like a weirdo.
Yeah. There's this show called Dead Like Me, and it was, like, in the early 2000s, I think.
I remember the show. I never watched it, though.
And the girl gets hit with a toilet seat that falls from the space station.
From the space station? Mm-hmm.
Like, a space station is, like, exploded. Okay. And a toilet seat hit her in the head, and that's how she dies. And becomes a Grim Reaper. Like, that's the basis of the show. But...
that would be a weird way to die.
Yeah, everybody calls her Toilet Seat Girl.
Well, it's kind of like, what's the iZombie?
Yeah.
Like, that was out of the blue, too.
That was such a good show.
Yeah, I watched it for a long time, and then I quit. I don't know why.
It got very serious towards, like, the end.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with. It's just, it was hard to adjust to.
So, camping. Camping was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about that.
We talked a little bit about it.
Yeah, I got really sunburned. We did a lot of boating. And that's about it.
A lot of budding.
What?
Like in Finding Nemo. That's the butt. Yeah.
drank a lot, ate a lot of food. It was a good time.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's fun. I haven't been camping in years.
You should probably work on that.
I know. Like, we went for that mountain bike race, but it was a yurt, and it was
No. Was the yurt in a campground?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well...
we sat around a fire.
In a campground one time in the past 10 years.
Yeah. It's the way I like it. Just kidding. No, I don't. Anyway. It's just, you know, I'm very nervous about the trip.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
The plane, like, there, because you're what, flying to Detroit?
We're driving to Detroit and then flying.
So you're flying from Detroit there, mm-hmm. or do you fly to, like, New York?
Detroit there. It's, like, straight shot.
Okay. And it's 7 hours?
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, nothing.
It'll be fine. Like, I know it'll be fine, but I have this thing... that I, like, build up anticipation so much that I just freak out, even though everything I know it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I worry about forgetting stuff. And speaking of forgetting stuff, so Greg had everything. He'll probably get mad at me if he hears this, but I thought it was pretty funny.
Love it.
I thought it's funny. So I had to work or something in the morning. We were leaving for camping, and we had everything loaded up. And he's like, okay, I have everything but your like, clothes bag and then our, like, shower bag. Because I was going to shower before I left. All right, cool. Oh, and the coolers. So that was, like, my responsibilities. So he took a car up with Ruby, and then me and Wes drove my car up.
Mm-hmm.
We're unpacking. Greg, who was on top of it and had everything and was ready to go, forgot our tent.
Oh. That's like the main thing you need camping.
That's like...
That's the camp in camping.
That's the camp in camping.
That sucks.
So thankfully, Ryan and Nim went and they live just down the street.
Yeah.
And they hadn't left yet and they were bringing their little camper, their little like RV thing mm-hmm. up. So... They could stop, grab the tent, and there was space. But, like, I couldn't, like, normally I fill up the air mattress and I make the bed and get everything situated, get Ruby's little bed. And we just sat around for, like, 2 hours waiting for it.
You're like, I'm having fun. This is fun. Ugh. Anyway, all right.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? We're doing a lot of things. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to New York in Vampire's Kiss, which came out in 1988. It's directed by Robert Bierman, written by Joseph Minion. The tagline to this, seduction, romance, murder, the things one does for love. Indeed. Yes. It stars... Nicolas Cage as Peter. He was in lots of things. I remember him from The Wicker Man. It's like the remake, obviously. Yeah. Con Air.
National Treasure.
Face Off, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of things.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, I never want to see that movie.
Please don't.
No. Depressing. Maria Conchita as Elva. Maria Conchita Alonso as Elva. She was in Predator 2 and a couple other things. Jennifer Beals as Rachel. She played Cinderella in Fairy Tale Theater.
That's like the one thing you have written down for her?
I have a few things. Flashdance.
Oh, yeah, that would probably be
like and Frasier.
The more well-known one. She was in Frasier?
Mm-hmm, a couple episodes.
Okay.
And then Elizabeth Ashley as Dr. Glacier, and she's in Russian Doll, which if you haven't watched that show...
I have not.
You need to, because it's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
Those are the main players. That's all I felt like writing down for this.
It's basically Nicolas Cage thinking he's a vampire.
That's the... Yeah. Yes.
The end.
The end.
He's kind of a womanizer. He has like this weird kind of, he sounds a little bit like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's his accent, but it's that.
Arrogance.
I wasn't going to say that, but there's a, when he talks to some people, he has more of that tone. But then when he talks to other people, like in therapy, he sounds normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he gets like a tone.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage considers this his finest work.
What do you think?
I can 100% understand why this movie is a cult classic.
Yes.
And why there's like a huge following for it.
Well, when it came out, it like bombed.
I get it.
Nobody mm-hmm. liked it. Well, then it turned into like memes.
Yes.
And then I guess now, like, I think I read the thing that you sent me.
Yeah.
Now it's being like recognized as a cult classic where when it came out, nobody liked it.
No, it was garbage, which it didn't really matter to Nicolas Cage because he had already had like his movie career was already starting. And so it didn't like really wreck his career at all.
No.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Well, Nicolas Cage plays Peter. He's kind of a
Peter Lowe,
a ladies man, womanizer type guy. He's in therapy. He was talking about how a girl stayed the night and he like didn't want her to stay. That was like the first thing that came up. She's like, how do you feel about this girl sleeping over? Mm-hmm. I don't want her to stay. Well, he was telling her that he was with the girl and... They were messing around and he didn't like get anything out of it mm-hmm. until a bat flew in the window.
Yeah.
And then when he was fighting off this bat, all of a sudden he started like having feelings. The bat bit him in the neck.
Wild story.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he did chase the bat off.
Yeah.
The next night, he meets Rachel. Yes.
The lovely Rachel. She's beautiful.
She is. Well, she bites him while they're messing around.
Which, like, do you think that actually happened? Or do you think he...
I don't know, because the way I interpreted it, the whole thing, was it was like American Psycho.
Yes.
Like, I didn't think she was real at all.
Yeah.
Or if she was real, it was just like a hookup where she did bite him and then she was gone and he imagined her after
that. Yeah,
for
sure. Yeah.
But then everything that I saw online said that, like, she was a vampire, and then towards the end when she sees him again, that she was a vampire and she was just, like, toying with him.
That's... I could
so
see both.
So you can take it literal, or you can, like, think more
that
into
he's
it.
Just, like, going crazy.
Because later on, he does go... He's talking to himself.
Bonkers.
Bonkers. So, like, you don't really know, like, what's...
Yeah.
I took it as she was imaginary.
You don't watch The Office, but there's this one episode where there's a bat in the break room. And Dwight, like, goes in and gets it. And Jim pretends like he's bit.
I think I've seen that, yeah.
And so then, like, he gradually is just, like, hates garlic bread. Jim, this garlic bread's, like, white hot or something. I don't know. Mike is probably listening to this going, like, you were wrong. What?
So bad.
So bad. Hilarious. And then, like, he pulls up his collar and, like, walks out. And he's like, goodbye, Dwight. And Dwight's just like... He's on the path that I can't help him now or whatever.
Oh, my God.
It's funny.
So he likes getting bit. Well, then in the morning, he's out, like, making coffee, all excited that she stayed over. But when he goes back to the bedroom, she's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was supposed to meet, or he was then next day, I'm assuming, or the same day. He's with his girlfriend, Jackie. Girlfriend, Jackie, they're at a museum. He just decides to, like, bounce.
Bail.
And
yeah.
Leave her there.
I feel bad for her.
I do, too. Well, I mean, her boyfriend losing his mind.
Yeah.
Well, his next therapy appointment, he tells her that he doesn't remember the bat conversation at all.
Yeah, that it just, like, didn't happen.
That it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he works in an office. Elva is his assistant.
God.
Yeah. And he just completely reams her out because she can't find a file.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of the account.
It was like Rattlesnake Hills Frank is like the guy's name.
Yeah. Well, I just lost my train of thought. Oh. So they have multiple files under the same name.
Yeah.
So they're looking for one specific thing that happened a long time ago. Yeah, sucks to suck. He usually does that to me.
I know. Anyway.
Elva gets yelled at because she can't find the file. It's not where they thought
it was.
Do
you think that file even exists? Well, it did exist.
She found it.
Yeah, she did find it.
But it was just lost somewhere.
Ugh.
Yeah. It was just misfiled. I mean,
oh, Elva.
So he makes this huge fucking deal about it and then says he's got Frank on the phone and she needs to stand there and listen to him explain to Frank why they can't find the file.
This is the best. So, well, best and worst.
He puts the guy on speakerphone. And the guy's like, no, I totally understand. I know it was a few years ago, and I'm sure it's there somewhere. Just take your time. Not important. And it's like Peter doesn't hear any of that.
Yeah.
He just hangs up the phone and then flips out on her about finding it again.
And I'm sure Alva was just like, oh, okay, like the client like doesn't really care. And then...
Yeah, but it's still her boss, and she's still worried about getting fired.
Yeah.
And she's the newest secretary there.
So she's the lowest on the totem pole.
Oh, my God. I forgot. I wanted to watch it on YouTube. There's a 4-minute video, 5-minute video. Mm-hmm. It's all of Nicolas Cage's freakouts in movies. And the whole first minute is from this.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, because he goes through like the entire alphabet and he's just like, how do you misplace a file? I have never misplaced a file before. Oh, that's what the hell is wrong with you?
No, that's with the, well, with her, but then he goes through the alphabet with his therapist, and that's like his big freak out. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
He's super moody. He goes out to eat, doesn't get served. His neck hurts. He's got this big bandage on it. Well, he calls his therapist because he's super stressed out. Mm-hmm. She doesn't answer. Then he calls Jackie and apologizes, makes a date for 9 p.m.
There's no way in hell.
What?
That I would, no. That I would go back out with him after him ditching me. I know he like, apologizes and stuff. I feel like
they've been dating a couple of times. They've been dating, though. It's not just like you go out on 2 dates and the second date he ditched her.
It was, though. They met at a bar.
Oh, was that in the beginning?
Yeah, that was right in the beginning. They met at a bar and they hook up. That's when the bat comes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's second date.
Second date at an art gallery, and then he ditches her. And then he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, he could have easily just been like, I went out and checked my messages, because at that time you like called your answering machine.
What a time to be alive.
And he could have been like, emergency.
Yeah.
Didn't he say he was sick? I think he told her that he was sick.
Yeah.
And had to, like, emergency leave.
Yeah.
Which I still feel like he could have told her that.
Uh-huh.
Or sent someone to tell her that.
Yeah.
While he's getting ready to go out, and it's this big fucking process, unlike me, who did a roll and go today, I don't even have eyebrows.
I noticed when you walked in, but I didn't say anything because it's rude.
Okay.
Got no eyebrows, Erin.
Because I have eyebrows. They're just like little pencil lines. It's because I was doing housework and then I had the emergency like go clean. And then I came home and I wanted to get blueberries washed because we picked like 2 gallons yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well,
you guys go to your spot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Becca came too. Becca had a different spot, which was way better, but way buggier. So I got like, you know when you get the fly bites and they like bleed?
Ooh, I hate those.
I got a bunch of those on my neck, which is great. And I got them on my ears too.
Aren't you supposed to wear a hat with tape?
With tape?
Yeah, I've seen that before. Like runners and stuff and mountain bikers to catch flies. Yeah.
I would wear anything to like, get the flies away from me.
Get away from me.
Oh, but that's what I was doing up until the last minute, was like cleaning the blueberries to freeze them.
Oh, okay.
But Pat picked like a gallon, and I picked like 3/4 of a gallon.
Oh.
That's why I take them. He picks, and I clean, and then I make the jelly or jam or dessert.
You make blueberry jam?
Mm-hmm. Do you want some?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
And yeah, we're talking
summer
about a movie.
Summer in Michigan. Burp, burp, burp.
All right. Well, he's getting ready. This is what we're talking about because
yep.
I don't have eyebrows on. He's getting ready and he's slicking his hair back and he's putting on a fresh suit and he's like all ready to go. Well, there's a knock at the door. No one's there, but there is someone there. Rachel the vampire.
Rachel the vampire is there.
At this point, I kind of thought maybe she was real and just like a dominatrix.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Like, what if he paid her?
Yeah.
Like, I want to, like, role play vampire. So she just shows up and is like the queen bee. Like, you do what I say. Bites him.
And then pieces out.
Yeah.
I could see that.
That's a thing.
Now that you say it, though, I think she is a vampire.
Really?
I think so. I think I'm on that line.
I thought too much into it. Because there's a point where he's crazy talking to himself like she's there and she's not.
Yeah.
But he's also like...
infatuated, goo-goo-gaga-lovey.
He's falling down the spiral maybe turning into a vampire.
I mean, we've all been there, right?
No.
We've all been there.
Not at all. Yeah, so she shows up. Obviously stays the night, or at least long enough to bite him. But he does, once again, bail on his girlfriend.
I just think, out of all of the people in New York City, that if Rachel were a vampire, she could get somebody better than this putz.
Part of it, which is, I don't know, fan theory or whatever, was that she intentionally did it to arrogant men.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to get with this guy that thinks he's hot shit, drive him insane. She, like, bathes in that power and then moves on to the next guy.
I would like to think that if I were a vampire, I would do this. I would just take down arrogant men. What a fun time that would be.
I don't know. So, like, you'd be the Volturi?
Yeah. Yes. I would be the bad vampire.
Okay. So, the next day at work, he's completely out of it. He flips out on Elva.
Oh, my God. Bad. I just feel so bad for her.
He chases her into the bathroom, screaming at her.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as she sees him, she makes a run for it, and he chases her. It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Well, then it gets reported to, like, the high-ups in his office, and he's just like, oh, drugs. And, like, they laugh it off like it's nothing. They're like, oh, yeah, she asked for a raise. Because
I think they give her a raise.
Well, either way.
It still sucks.
It still sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Poor Elva.
Exactly. They joke about it. Well, then when Peter gets home on his, like, mailbox in the apartment building, he finds the napkin where Jackie says, like, fuck off.
Yeah. Good mm-hmm. for good for Jackie. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need that crazy in her life.
She does not. Well, then he goes back to his apartment, completely trashes it. Completely. They do, like, a little blip, too, of Elva on her way home, taking the bus home, or the train, and she's noticeably scared.
Yeah, I would be.
I would be. Mm-hmm. So they kind of put that in as, like, something that could be coming up soon.
Yeah.
In therapy, Peter, that's when he has his, like, freak out about misfiling something. Where he goes through the alphabet having a meltdown.
Yeah.
I mean, his acting is over the top, but it is still good. And I feel like he has more personality than a lot of other films I've seen him in.
Yes. Well, and Christian Bale, like, does get his character from this movie.
Did you find that? Was that, like, factual? Because I only saw it on one thing, so I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of like the outline for his character in American Psycho.
We should do that one.
Yeah.
That one's really
I know weird. Somebody that could come in as a guest on that one.
Who?
My friend Jamie. It's, like, her favorite movie. She has, like, the axe tattooed on her forearm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Jamie that I'm on Facebook friends with now?
Yes.
Too? Okay.
It was her brother's, like, favorite movie. They would watch it together all the time.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so in therapy, he has the freak out about misfiling something, which is a famous scene that you can find. Next day, last minute, he calls in Elva. He blames drugs. He's wearing sunglasses in the office. Mm-hmm. Seems to be a little, like, light intolerant. He tells her to stay late. This is the meme face.
Yes.
That you see all the time.
Yes.
He's bug-eyed. He's leaning over his desk all crazy. He tells her to stay late, and he admits it's a terrible job. But, I'm going to make your life suck, but somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
Where's Mike going?
He's going to get Sienna.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He also, so after this, he's just, like, slowly losing it. Or kind of quickly, I guess.
Very quickly. It's pretty downhill from here.
He's running down the street and he sees a big cross and he, like, collapses and then runs off. Like a big neon cross.
Yeah. And then, like, some guy offers to, like, help him, and he just...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Then he's back with Mistress Rachel.
Mistress Rachel.
I started writing, yeah, Mistress Rachel for her. They're watching Nosferatu, which...
Good movie.
Yeah, it makes sense. Then the next morning, he is all, like, happy, like, bopping around his apartment, and he's in the shower and, like, gets in the shower talking to somebody, but no one's there. That's, like, where the invisible girl...
That's... Yeah. I think that that's when I was just like, maybe he is insane.
I mean, he is, but, yeah. Like... Then he sees a roach, and he eats it.
Did you look into this?
Yeah, he actually eats... A roach.
Two, because it took two takes to do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's not eating anything at this point.
No.
He's not, like, drinking anything. He's, yeah.
He's like, I need blood.
Yeah. Well, Elva calls him sick. So he's not there when he gets, or she's not there when he gets to the office.
Right.
So he takes a cab and goes to her house with, like, a packet of soup.
Going back to the roach thing, they had a lot of animal rights people write in about this.
Yes, because at first they said that no animals were harmed, but then it turns out that he did eat a couple roaches.
Yeah, and afterwards he drank 100 proof vodka to like clean
his mouth. Well, they asked a doctor, like, hey, is that okay? Because at first he was just supposed to eat like a raw egg.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his idea where he's like, no, I want to eat a bug. Like, I want to eat a roach. Which is goes back to, like, the original, like, Dracula's and stuff.
Yeah.
Dracula's little buddy. Renfield?
Yeah.
I think it's the same. Yeah. He ate bugs, too. I guess in, like, possession stuff, they eat bugs. Anyway,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
He was supposed to eat an egg, said he wanted to eat a bug. It became, like, a big ordeal with, the writer, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the only part. I guess everything else was, like, scripted to the word, except he wanted to change that little part.
Yeah.
Because it seems like a lot of it is just...
Him being bonkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He goes to Elva's house with a packet of, like, soup mix. Makes peace.
Sure.
Come on into work. I'm sorry. I've been working you too hard. Blah, blah, blah. So she says, okay, probably against her better judgment, and gets in the cab with him.
Yeah.
In the cab, he's nice to her for 2 seconds, and then is immediately like, I'm bringing you back so you can do your fucking job.
Yeah. Yeah.
They stop at a gas station because she says, oh, I have to drop off some money from my brother. He works at this gas station. In the gas station, and Elva's been carrying around a gun with no bullets, with no ammunition.
Yeah. That her brother gave her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For protection, which she's not, he doesn't want her carrying it around. It's just supposed to be like at the house.
Yeah.
So if someone breaks in or whatever, it's not supposed to be like you put it in your purse. So he was a little mad about that, and she said, I don't care, give me blanks then, just something, like, I need ammo.
Yeah.
Because at the shop that the gun came from, I'm assuming the mechanic shop, they only had blanks for it.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. It's supposed to be scary, you know, to scare someone off, not actually kill them. Elva, thankfully, oh, wait. That night or that day in the office, Peter can't see his reflection in the mirror.
Like, yeah.
Even though it's like clearly there. So Elva, thank God, finds the contract.
He's going bananas.
Rachel is in the office with him, feeding on him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It turns out, though, that he's just talking to himself.
Yeah.
Well, Elva's all excited. I found the file. He completely flips out, tells Elva that it's too late. She runs to the basement and pulls the gun on him.
Yes.
And he attacks her.
He, like, asks her to shoot him, though.
Yeah. Like, he's standing there, and she pulls out the gun, and she shoots at him a couple times. Not,
like, directly, at the floor.
At the floor mm-hmm. to get him to back up. And he's like, no, like, actually shoot me.
Which, if she shot him, she would have a very good case against him. Because everybody had fucking witnessed him just, like, berate her and all sorts of stuff.
In a situation where...
In the 80s.
All of the higher-ups are going to have his...
Yeah.
His side of it, his back. And
yeah.
90% of the secretaries that saw shit go down aren't going to say anything.
Yeah, that's true.
So that could very well be she lured him into the basement and killed him.
Yuck.
I know. I know, but that's how...
Gross. That's how this is why we don't do a true crime podcast. Because it would just be me going like, ugh, justice system.
Ew. But, I mean...
Yeah. That's the reality of the situation we live in.
While he's attacking her, Alva turns into Rachel.
I know. Oh, this part creeped me out.
Well, then he takes the gun and he tries to shoot himself, but it's blanks. So he's got the gun in his mouth and, like, pulls the trigger. However, with blanks, you would still fuck your shit up.
You would, yeah.
Because you're still, like, firing air.
Yes.
Into your mouth. Like, that would also be terrible.
Yes.
He lives and takes that as, like, a holy shit, I'm a vampire.
Yes.
But even, I mean, you still have a bullet hole in you.
Yeah.
This is when he runs down the street screaming, I'm a vampire, I'm a vampire.
You know.
Elva's unconscious in the basement.
God bless him, right? This is phenomenal. Yes.
It was pretty hilarious. Well, then he trashes his apartment even more.
Which they could only do that in, like, one take.
Yes.
Yes.
Because they used actual glass and, like, actual furniture.
Gosh.
In the morning, he wakes up and he had flipped the couch over on top of him and had it, like, propped up on books. So he, like, tipped
it's like
back,
a coffin.
Like a coffin lid.
Like a makeshift coffin.
Yes. He wakes up under the couch. Rachel is there and tells him what to do. Well, then you see Alva's house. Alva's not going to work.
No. Like, why would she?
Her mom or grandma, I don't know who it was. I can't remember. Mom, I think. Everyone's eating breakfast. The brother's there, too, before work. And she mentions something like, oh, I don't know if she came home last night. I don't know what she's up to.
Because it kind of alludes that he raped her.
Yes. The mom tells her, Elva's brother, like, what happened, sort of. Nobody knows. She's just sick in bed after, like, all this shit's been going
yeah.
on. Yeah. And you kind of see the look on his face, like, he suspects that.
Yeah.
Something happened. And that's why she's not going to work. At this point, Peter goes in to buy plastic vampire teeth.
God, it's so great.
First he looks at like nice teeth that are like, I don't know, like epoxy or like some type of resin. And they look really good and they're kind of see-through.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the cash for him. So he buys...
Which is weird to me. Well, I suppose.
He just didn't have the cash on him.
Yeah.
Plus he's going bananas. He doesn't have time to stop and take cash out of the bank.
Excuse me. I need to take money out for fangs because I'm a vampire.
So he buys the little cheapy plastic ones that mm-hmm. you buy like around Halloween for a dollar.
Every time I think of fake vampire teeth, I think of Trick or Treat. When the chick pulls the teeth out of, like, the phantom dude. It's like, oh, so nice.
Well, my like, fangs that I have are, like, almost like a cap. Like, it's molded
to
your tooth.
Yeah.
And they, like, snap in nice.
That's what the ones that I have when I was Nadia.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love those things.
They're so fun. And, like, they look so nice. And yeah. They look, yeah.
Even with my good. Kind of crooked teeth, they still, like, work.
Your Patricia Arquette teeth?
Yes.
Yeah.
My pointies.
which Nicolas Cage wanted Patricia Arquette to play Rachel.
Which?
His girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, I just swallowed really loud into the microphone. Sorry. Yeah, Patricia Arquette was 19, his girlfriend at the time. I kind of want to see what she looked like at that age. Was it like around the time of Stigmata?
No.
Stigmata was 90s.
Stigmata was 90s.
And yeah, he didn't want whoever played Rachel. I can't think of her name now.
Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel played her Jennifer Beals.
He didn't want her to play Rachel at all and was like completely put off by it. I could see her being a good vampire. Her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Kimber texting both of us right now?
She is.
Group chatting? My phone keeps buzzing. That's why. And I saw Kimber pop up on your phone.
I just think Patricia Arquette is beautiful anyway. She's in Severance, which if you haven't watched Severance, all of you people listening, oh my God.
Well, I liked her in Medium.
So good. Yeah.
Wasn't that her Medium?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. He buys some janky plastic teeth, puts them in, and like funny crawls off. He calls the therapist. She can't get him in his normal time. He's like, no sooner. So like first thing Monday morning, which is too late.
It's just wild.
I thought it was funny too that the therapist is like a fairly mature woman and her man that she's making dinner for is like 20 years old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, hey,
that's get it. The way to do it. I mean, she's a therapist with like a corner office in New York City.
Yeah. Anyway, get it. I did notice that. He starts eating pigeons. So he's like blood all over himself.
And he looks insane.
Yeah.
More so.
Well, I think what they did too, which worked good for the film, is they made him look so put together and so collected in the beginning. And
yeah.
His hair is slicked back and his suit is like perfect. Everything's perfect. So by the end, when he's all disheveled, it's like a totally different person.
Yeah.
I liked it. Anyway.
I did too.
He then decides to go to the club, even though he's covered with blood.
With his fake vampire teeth.
With his fake vampire teeth.
I almost said vampire.
He creeps in on this girl that's in like a kind of a private booth.
Yeah.
Who's also on cocaine.
I imagine that was a big thing in the 80s in New York clubs.
That's what I hear.
Probably a lot.
When he walks up to her, it completely cracks me up because he does the like Nosferatu
yes.
vampire thing where mm-hmm. he's like all of a sudden in a silent film. So his eyes are all wide. He's like got his hands kind of in claws and he's like sidewalking up
yes.
together.
It's kind wonderful.
Of ridiculous. Well, he bites and kills her.
Does he kill her?
Yeah, because the next day the headline is Disco Death on like all the newspapers.
Oh, God, yes. I suppose, though, if you had somebody like take a chunk out of your neck.
Well, you better like right in the vein. But ugh. What I think is weird, too, is that she just passed out as opposed to like putting her hand on it and running for help.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little strange. Anyway, he bites her.
Disco Death.
He vomits blood everywhere.
Yeah. Which is great.
Rachel shows up, like sexy version of Rachel, calls him pathetic and disgusting. She's there with somebody else. But he sees her, like the actual Rachel, there with another guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I've like met him or I know him.
Yeah.
And she just blows it off like, get away from me, creeper. Then this goes into the more traditional idea, the more literal, where she actually is a vampire because she's with this new guy
mm-hmm.
and they're like, haha, look at him getting kicked out of the club.
Yeah.
Like,
which it makes you question.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, he gets thrown out. He sees the sunshine. He freaks out again. He's a mess. At this point, Elva tells
in the club too. Do you remember that scene from Splash when the guy throws the water on Daryl Hannah and it's just like, she's a mermaid.
Yes.
That's what the scene reminded me of.
As he's getting dragged out of the club. She's a vampire. She's a vampire right there. Vampire.
And she's just like, okay.
Yeah. Sure, you sound insane. Like, get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is very much like...
God, Splash is such a good movie.
Splash is good.
Anyway.
He's a mess. Complete mess. He's walking around asking people to stab him.
Yeah, with like a piece of pallet wood.
Yeah, he's
wood.
Got pallet wood. He's covered with blood. He's a disaster. And he's asking people to stab him. Well, the people he's asking are not actors.
No.
They're actual people on the street as he wanders around in New York City.
What if somebody just grabbed it and was like, okay.
Okay. I mean,
I suppose they would have had to have stopped filming.
Yeah, probably. They probably would have done something about that.
Yeah.
Well, everyone he asks just runs away.
Yeah.
Elva tells her brother what happened.
Ugh.
And as soon as she tells him, brother immediately goes after Peter. Peter's also running around, still crazy. He passes by a booth that says that has newspapers. One of the things says disco death. Yeah. He then goes into this like hallucination where he thinks he's talking to his therapist on the street. His therapist is condoning the rape and murder. Like,
as
oh,
you
just
do
happens sometimes. That's no big deal. Whatever. Well, then she also says, oh, you'd be a perfect match with my next appointment, which I think her name's Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
So while he's standing in the street talking to himself, he's imagining talking to his therapist and getting introduced to this beautiful girl, Sharon, who he has so much in common with.
Absolutely.
So then him and imaginary Sharon go like skipping down the street back to his house.
Yes.
Well, by the time he gets back to his apartment, him and Sharon are already breaking up.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like screaming, fighting with her.
I could have called that.
Yeah. Well, Alva's brother's waiting outside, like, waiting for him.
Emilio! Which I think it is his name.
Yeah, I think so. He has a fake breakup with his imaginary girlfriend. He climbs into his little couch cubby hole where he has the couch tipped over on him. At that point, Elva's brother breaks in and finds him and stakes him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Peter hands him the stake, like, do it up, and he does.
He's like, okay.
But, like, that's...
And that's the movie.
The end.
The end.
Wow, that was really short.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
There's still more that we have to talk about, but...
There's... Oof.
Did you like it?
I don't know. I don't know. I have mixed feelings. If there was an actual vampire, I think I like it more than if he was just crazy.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm very conflicted. I can understand why there's like a huge cult following behind this. 100%. I get that.
With the acting though, and like cult films, sometimes it's like you love to hate it.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It's so over the top that that's what like draws you in.
Yeah. Is that how you feel?
Kind of, yeah. And I saw this maybe like mid-90s.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it since. I knew that, like, some of the
did it bring back stuff, all of the mid-90s feelings?
No, because I can't remember, like, who I watched it with or where or anything like that. Because, you know, I've went through a phase where every weekend I was going and renting, like, 4 or 5 horror movies and watching them. And some of them were good. Some of them I didn't pay attention to because I was talking to my friends. It's just much like now.
Yeah.
I liked it. I would watch it again. I think it's kind of funny. I'm disappointed because I watched it by myself, and normally I have, like,
your entourage.
I have my group. Yeah. I normally at least have Greg. Sometimes Greg and Pat.
Yeah.
Because then I kind of get their reactions too. Mm-hmm. But I want to watch it with them just to see. I think Pat would hate it and Greg would probably think it's funny.
Yeah. Greg always reminded me of Nicolas Cage anyway.
That's been kind of the joke in our, especially with his long hair. He's like Con Air now.
Yes. Oh my God. He should film himself in front of a fan.
Yeah. Well, he's got a mustache though. So, like,
didn't he have a mustache in Con Air?
No, he doesn't have a mustache.
Con Air. God.
But that was the joke because it's like Pat, Josh, Tom are the guys in our, like, group chat.
He's like 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah. And they were laughing about something about, like, shaving their heads. And then I sent the gif of Nicolas Cage with, like, his flowing hair.
He's very gif-able.
Yes.
In, like, well, a lot of things.
Well, I think it's actually
gif-able.
Yeah. That's, like, the way you're supposed to pronounce that. Have we talked about that before?
I don't know. Maybe Mike would know.
No, it's supposed to be gif, and I think that's stupid.
I think that's stupid, too, because it's not gif.
What?
Like Jeff, but with a G. Gif.
Oh. That was like, you went about that the wrong way, I think.
I did. I was trying to think of stuff on the fly, and it just didn't work out too well.
Yeah, like, gift isn't gift.
See, that's way better. God, that's way better. So, do you have any other fun facts about this film?
I do not. You know why? Because I was really busy today, and I had no time.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
It's pretty wild. Okay. So, in order for Nicolas Cage, and I found this on multiple sites. In order for Nicolas Cage to get in the mood.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, I know I'm doing this.
Okay.
He had people pour warm yogurt on his feet.
Because he wasn't into whatever that chick's name was.
Yeah.
And he just maybe had to make it fucking weird.
Maybe. Maybe.
But yogurt.
But yogurt. Like Greek yogurt? Or like fruit yogurt? Or just like plain vanilla yogurt?
I would imagine plain yogurt just so it's not chunky. But like, then you could just do warm pudding.
Yeah, like, why not warm pudding?
Warm butterscotch pudding on your feet. I feel like that
That's not too bad.
I feel like that seems better than warm yogurt.
Your feet would smell like butterscotch then, and who doesn't like that?
Would be sticky.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't imagine, like, rubbing Greg's feet and being like, they smell like fucking butterscotch.
They're delicious. No.
That's not my thing.
But yeah, so I would discredit it if I had only gotten it from, like, Internet Movie Database.
Judd Nelson was considered for the part.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's great. I love him.
And there was somebody else that they had, too, like, in mind that they kind of went back and forth with.
Dennis Quaid.
Mm-hmm. Which...
Weird.
Steve Martin was another one.
I think
if it was Steve Martin, it would have been a straight up comedy.
Yeah. There's no way. I mean, it kind of was anyway.
I mean, it was, but there was still like a little bit of like creepy.
I feel like if they got like someone like Judd Nelson, it wouldn't have been a comedy.
Yeah. And if they got Steve Martin, it definitely would have been a comedy.
It's weird how like one person can just kind of like
tip the scale.
Yeah.
Well, probably because Steve Martin's a comedian.
No, I know. I understand that.
So having a comedic actor play that part.
Yeah. I would watch it again. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
That's all. I think that's
cool.
All.
So yeah, that's Vampire's Kiss.
I liked it.
I'm indifferent. I could go either way.
Okay.
Anyway. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatevs, follow us on Instagram at /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And we also now air on MTRS Radio, which is an internet radio station, every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Yeah, you covered it all. I'm glad that you remembered that.
I'm great.
Did you practice?
No. That was...
Really?
Whew. That was right off the cuff.
Bravo. Bravo.
Golf clap.
All right. Well, I hope everyone has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.